You're listening to the Power Pop Show's 1990s Refresher Course.
Later, as time pulls down her fader.
Power Pop Show and a classic from the 1990s, and I can say classic because it's more than 20 years old now. From 1993, the great Frosting on the Beater LP from the Posies, Solar Sister there on the Power Pop Show's 90s refresher. That's sort of the theme of today's show, just going back in time a little bit, all the great music from that decade. It's always nice to kind of revisit, see where we were. So many good records. I'm cramming as many good ones as I can into a two-hour show today, so hope you're digging it. In that set, before the Posies, some Teenage Fan Club for you, Sparky's Dream from the Grand Prix album from 1995. Before Teenage Fan Club, some Dodgy for you, great Britpop band, and a single of theirs from 1993 called Water Under the Bridge. Supergrass before that, Sun Hits the Sky from their 1996 album, In It for the Money. And a bunch of other good stuff before that I probably mentioned. We're easing into the second half of the show here on KSCU Santa Clara and also rebroadcasting on andhow.fm at 107.5 in New Zealand. Quick plug of the Facebook page, facebook.com/powerpopshow. You will find today's playlist and podcast. I will have both posted there later today. So if you tune in late and you missed any of the show, you can always go to the Facebook page later on and check out the full podcast there for you. Stream it or download it, your choice. And again, that will be at facebook.com/powerpopshow. Back to the music now, another great Seattle band. You just heard the Posies, of course, from Seattle. Well, Super Deluxe, somewhat lesser-known power pop band from Seattle, put out a couple great records in the 90s, including 1995's famous LP on the not-so-big Tim Kerr Records label. They later got signed, I think it was Elektra, some major label, for their follow-up record. But this great debut album is one of my favorites from the 90s, the famous album from Super Deluxe. She Came On is the track, and here is Super Deluxe.
She came on like a storm from the inside of the moon. Something warm, let me see, sit on the shore. It was her world that I needed, but I left her for someone I wanted more. Always using clever words to hide the truth, communicating in the ignorance of youth. Still I believe in my illusions, all realities within confusion. Yeah.
from the blind side of a memory, soft and warm, left me seasick on the shore. Yes, she believed she could prove it was a world that I needed, but I left her for someone I wanted more. I wanted more. I wanted more. Yeah, yeah,
listening to the Power Pop Show's 1990s refresher.
There are those who live their life as if there is no other, so they burn their bridges, but they couldn't care any less. Comes a time it catches up. They pay no matter, pack their bags and take off to a
Hey, you're listening to the Power Pop Show's 1990s refresher course, playing all great pop and power pop from that great decade. Sugar Plastic right there. Going back to 1996, their self-titled record, and a track called Another Myself. We had some Sloan before that. Also the Glad Hands for you. And a bunch of other goodies before that. Here's another great album from 1996 from the band Imperial Drag. Dig it.
A flying paper airplanes grazing on the grounds of ponytails. The substitute is counting down her ticks till recess, hammering down to size her fingernails.
Because today is the day of bringing the builder box lunch.
Homemade sandwiches and chips for all the shoulders.
Lunch is on the table, soon dessert is on the floor.
Strolling down the runway to an F. With all the others watching, eating.
There you go. A little Carnival Fun Zone, a little Beach Boys, a little Queen. It's all thrown together in the blender of pop that is Jellyfish. On the Power Pop Show, Sabrina, Paste, and Play-Doh there from their Spilt Milk album, 1993 the year. It's a 90s refresher here on the Power Pop Show. Of course, you got to always throw some Jellyfish in the mix there. Before them, we had some Imperial Drag, loosely connected to the band Jellyfish, by the way, Roger Manning and Eric Dover's band. Following the demise of Jellyfish, they put together Imperial Drag, put out a record in 1996. Many great glammy tracks on it, including the one I played called Boy or a Girl. Before Imperial Drag, The Sugar Plastic, another great album from 96, released on Geffen Records. Another Myself was the name of the track. We had some Sloan before that. Nothing Left to Make Me Want to Stay from their great One Chord to Another album. Also Glad Hands before that, Kill 'Em with Kindness. We had Super Deluxe, we had the Posies, and a whole bunch of other goodies. As always, if you tuned in late, you missed any of the show, or you just want to go revisit and share with your friends, I will have the full playlist of today as well as the podcast up on facebook.com/powerpopshow. It'll be up there later today, so please check it out. It is half past the hour in the middle of the second half of the Power Pop Show here on KSCU and andhow.fm, bringing you healthy doses of melodically driven rock and roll. That is the glorious power pop idiom. And it's a 90s refresher theme today, so hope you're digging the retro. I'm going to play a great band here from Los Angeles. They also are known to be Brian Wilson's touring band and sometimes studio mates. Great band here, The Wonderments, from 1996. The Power Pop Show, dig it. We'll be right back. Uber talented Jason Faulkner on the Power Pop Show's 1990s refresher. Miracle Medicine there from his debut album from 1996, the Presents Author Unknown LP. Let's go back over to the UK now with a great track here from the band Ash. It's Goldfinger. Power Pop Show's 1990s. Dig it.
Yeah.
There you go. I think a theme show on 90s power pop would be incomplete without something from Fountains of Wayne there. That's from their debut record from 1996, self-titled album, and Radiation Vibe, also released as a radio single from that record. Great track there. Fountains of Wayne on a 90s edition of the Power Pop Show. We had Ash before that, another great album from 1996. Their 1977 album, and the track Goldfinger. Incidentally, Ash, still around. They were on a bit of a hiatus recently, but they just put out a brand new record this year called Kablamo, worth checking out. Good to see them still making music. Before Ash in that set, we had some Jason Faulkner for you. Miracle Medicine, the track from his Presents Author Unknown album. Wonderments in there with Proto Pretty. We had some Jellyfish for you and a bunch of other goodies I think I already mentioned. 45 past the hour, getting close to wrapping things up here on the 90s refresher edition of the show. Going to play you something of a little more underground variety here. This is a band never got really big outside of their kind of home state area. They did some extensive East Coast touring, but were around for a pretty short period, so never quite made a name for themselves that I think they deserve. But a good band here. They're called 2 Pound Planet. Their 1992 album produced by Mitch Easter called Songs from the Hydrogen Jukebox. Pretty cool band here. See what you think. 2 Pound Planet on the Power Pop Show.
One time is never.
I'm not afraid to die.
There you go, a band often associated with 80s music, but they had a good stint in the 90s. The Hoodoo Gurus, the Power Pop Show's 90s refresher. That's from their 1994 album, Crank, produced by Ed Stasium. Great record there. That song, a not-so-subtle tribute to Boston's More Than a Feeling, Less Than a Feeling. Similarities in the guitar riff there, I think, an homage of some sort or another. But there you go, Hoodoo Gurus. Less Than a Feeling. We had, what else? The Canals before that. Slackjawed from their 1993 album Ring. 2 Pound Planet before that. Great little North Carolina band produced and championed by Mitch Easter. They had a record in 1993 called Songs from the Hydrogen Jukebox. We heard One Time Bop Apocalypse, the track from them. Fountains of Wayne and a bunch of other goodies in there. We're moving up toward the end of the show, so I got to wrap things up here. One final reminder, you will find today's playlist and podcast posted on the show Facebook page later on today or perhaps early tomorrow. But be sure to check that out if you missed any of the show. It'll be at facebook.com/PowerPopShow. And we'll be back next week for another edition, 5 to 7 here live on KSU and also rebroadcasting on andhow.fm. Going to sign off with some Buffalo Tom for you. The 90s refresher. Power Pop Show. See you next week. Pop.